עיקר מה שחסר לנו.
The main thing we need.
שוב, המאמר נמצא בעמוד 1616.
Again, the article can be found on our sites, on the Yavut system and Tfilah Tova. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we are lacking importance of the goal. This is that we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King, since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shechina in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time, he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time, since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him. And since the body has the strength to work for reception in order to receive reward, likewise, in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this, we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot concerning the matter that if she gives, and he is an important person, she is sanctified because of the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving. Although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, at which time reception means bestowal. From this, we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestowal is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel. For if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and then we will have the energy to work in bestow.
זה ברור, כן?
Questions. That's clear, right? Meaning, everything only depends on the greatness of the friend, the greatness of the creator. In such a way, we can reach bestowal, and this will be felt by us as reception. It's very interesting that I give to someone, and by that I feel that I receive. How can that be? He explains to us here, Rabash, that there's no problem here. It all depends on appreciation. That's what we need to change within us. We think this thing is far away, and when do we get there? What kind of strength we have to receive from above that will change us? All we need is one thing. That what's great in my eyes will be the creator, the friend, and then I have no problem. My giving becomes receiving. Questions? Yes.
Thank you, Rav Yekar. רב, מה ההבדל בין אנשים, נו, אומרים שבעל סולם כותב שיש 10% אנשים שהם אלטרואיסטים.
What's the difference? בעל סולם talks about the 10% that may be like naturally altruistic, as we can call them, where they operate and bestow in order to receive. And here, in this article, the situation where we bestow to the Creator, but eventually it's also in order to receive. What's the difference between this and that?
They were born with their nature and we haven't. That's first. And there's other things too. But
so we are developing the quality of bestowal.
We want to develop within us the quality of bestowal.
Good
morning. At least in my ears, what I heard is that all that's written here is to bestow in order to receive. We do this every day and everything. Every process of connection with a person naturally is to bestow in order to receive. What can I give him or what can I do in order to receive more? So I don't understand how that has anything to do with spirituality. Spirituality is supposed to be receiving in order to bestow. Completely opposite that.
You're right.
So what is our whole work here that we need to correct here?
If I, with my will to receive, I relate to everyone, then I wish to fulfill my will to receive. If I know that my will to receive is my enemy, my hater, then I'll use it as least as possible. And then, instead of it, I hear that if I treat someone in bestowal, that makes me similar to the Creator. And then, by being similar to the Creator, the light of correction is bestowed upon me, which corrects me. And it transforms me to something truly similar to the Creator. I begin to be a bestower. And that's how I advance.
Meaning here, you're adding something that's not written in the article, that the whole process we're doing in order to receive and to come to correction is not to go to an important person and bestow them, because I will always want to bestow because I'll receive more. We need to refine that point where actually we're able to receive, and we need to find a way to correct ourselves by the reforming light. Otherwise, this whole article is how to develop more sophisticated egoists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
כן, מומו.
Yes, מומו.
רב, רבש כותב שאם היינו יודעים כמה הבורא גדול, היינו...
רבש writes that if we knew how great the Creator is, we'd want to bestow to him.
Yes.
The question is, how can I know how great he is if we haven't revealed him yet?
זה נכון.
That is true. But we can get an impression from the friends. How do I conduct my life? What in my life do I think about all kinds of things as big or small or wanted or undesirable? It's only according to the environment. Therefore, if we come to an environment that appreciates the Creator, with love of friends, let's say, then I can fulfill these things easily. That's what it's about. Yes, Gershon, what? Nothing to say.
Die.
Come on. No. That's...
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, עניין השפעה זה ללא שכר.
The matter of bestowal, it's without reward, right?
להשפיע.
What do you mean it's not a reward?
To bestow. One of the conditions of bestowing is that he works for the benefit of something outside of his body without reward for himself.
Without reward. That's without an exchange. That's already a spiritual action.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Because here he says that if he considers the or appreciates the king and makes him greater in his eyes, then giving to him already is as an act of reception. He receives knowledge, pleasure, light, filling, vitality, as he calls it. Why is that vitality not canceling out the matter of bestowal, which is, we said, one of the things of bestowal is without receiving for himself?
But he can't cancel his desire to not receive.
So what's the trick here?
The trick is simple, that he remains in order to receive. However, the king should be great in his eyes.
The thing is, when he starts to bestow and feels, if he feels that there's no flavor in this work, then overcoming the taste and overcoming the work and working above that, then he can receive, and there would be nothing that makes it flawed.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, it's a little clearer. Let's see. When a person starts on the path and he's explained this matter of receiving and bestowing, he starts to think that all day long he's bestowing in order to receive. All day long he's caring for others, but he gets feeling from that.
No, he doesn't make that kind of calculation. This is...
No,
his body makes these calculations subconsciously.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to ask about. Because it seems to me that when we're reading this article, that there's a certain stage along the way from receiving in order to receive, a person moves to bestowing in order to receive. And it sounds like a stage, according to what I understand from the article, actually, that it's a necessary stage, a step.
Yes.
Or stage.
Why
is that stage so necessary? What is it in this stage that a person along the way has to go from receiving in order to receive to bestowing in order to receive before he comes to the end to true bestowal?
To bestow in order to receive teaches him how to bestow, and he is given fuel in order to receive, so as to learn what bestowal is.
Thank you.
Ken Miot. Beseder.
Yes, who else? Yes, please.
So how does he advance from that stage? If he learns how to bestow and he has fuel, how does he come to bestowing in order to bestow? What will advance him there?
What's the difference between what he had before and what he will have?
He was receiving vitality for himself from bestowing.
Yes.
We know according to the definition, bestowing is not to receive any benefit for oneself. So I understand, so I'm moving from there, I have to advance to bestowing in order to bestow. What advances him from this stage to that step?
What is he lacking here?
Then maybe the vitality has to be taken away from him.
What to give instead of that? Greatness of the Creator.
The vitality was taken. The greatness of the Creator was...
He didn't have it.
He didn't have the greatness of the Creator, so what did he have? What in the article gives him the force to work on this? They say it's because the king is great in his eyes.
The king is great in his eyes, that's why he's willing to give the king everything according to the greatness of the king in his eyes, what it allows him and pushes him to do.
So what is the next step? How do we move from here onwards? How does the Creator advance us onwards from this step, from this stage?
So the Creator needs to give us the possibility to bestow in order to bestow.
So what are the new conditions He gives us? What was the from the previous state?
He gives us power, energy, fuel to bestow, even though I feel no fulfillment out of that.
He lowers the greatness of the king in my eyes?
Yes.
And now I have to act from within myself for this?
Yes.
And this already becomes bestow in order to bestow?
Yes.
בסדר? כן.
אוקיי. יא.
רב, גם המאמר הקודם, גם המאמר הזה, זה...
Also the previous article and this article, it's a struggle a person has on the importance of the goal.
כל המלחמה, מי לשים בקט?
The whole war of who I should crown. You can't have two kings in one crown, right? A person can't have two important things sometimes. Reason, sometimes religion, some sport, some food, or who knows what else. Except for, and you said earlier that everything depends on the greatness of the friend and the greatness of the Creator. And then when he delights the friend of the Creator, it is felt in him as receiving. You're kind of like saying in one breath, the Creator, the friend, without even a differentiation. How can we look at a friend as an important king and to think of the importance of the friend and in the same way, in the same breath, like this look at the greatness of the friend and to receive forces from there? Because sometimes with the Creator we get confused and we imagine all kinds of things that are not really things that you can hold on to.
צריכים קודם כל להגיע לגדלות החברה.
We have to first achieve the greatness of society.
When we look at a friend, let's say I'm looking right now at Eyal, at Oren, one by one, each of them seems a little different to me, meaning I can get an impression from one today, tomorrow from another one, next day maybe not even an impression, maybe I'll even be angry at one. How do I connect everyone to one thing and call it, this is the king, this is the friend that I need to be impressed by and to, I don't know, receive forces from and bestow to.
I want to connect the greatness of all the friends to the greatness of godliness. That this to me is the highest thing. It's a degree above my head. I connect everyone to the greatness of the environment, the greatness of the society, that above them can be only the greatness of the Creator. And that's how I use this environment as a springboard to reach the Creator.
We
have a convention called Life in the Ten. And all our friends here are divided into tens, connected in tens. There's more active tens, there are those that are a little less. What does every friend need to inject into his ten? What spirit does he have to inject into his ten so that his ten will be like an important king for him? What does he have to push into the ten?
Greatness of the Creator. And what the greatness of the Creator obligates us to. But that's already with respect to us. That the Creator will be great in our eyes, and each time His greatness, how does it obligate us?
As a friend in the ten, I have to make sure that my friends in the ten will have the greatness of the Creator?
Of course, that's most important. If there's greatness of the Creator, I don't care about anything in life, even my life itself.
Let's
say someone's having some kind of difficulty, one of the members in the ten, isn't that? Does the ten need to give that friend the greatness of the Creator? Is that what's on the balancing scale there, the difficulty that he needs to be given?
That's the most certain to be able to save us.
Ken, על אותו עניין, גם במאמר הקודם הוא כותב שאם הוא מסיח את הדעת מגדלות הבורא, אפילו לרגע הוא ישר נופל להשפעת העולם.
כן.
מחשבות על קבלה עצמית. אז
even for a moment doesn't think about the world. How can we
כל רגע התעסקות ב
turn our lives into an engagement with the friends, with the Creator? Where can we get that force where if for a single moment we don't engage in that, then it's clear that we fall immediately? Yes. How can we hold on so that at every moment we can hold on to the greatness of the Creator?
This is a spirit that has to be in the society. The spirit has to be in the society. The atmosphere. Otherwise, how will I live?
As if we engage in that, but we see how even the words we hear about the greatness of the friend, it's hard to accept that.
This is your thoughts, your feelings about it, but I'm in the same society as you, and I see it differently, and I receive from it a different form.
It depends on my preparation.
Depends only on a person. The society is a society.
Has
all the forces all the conditions so any person in it can reach from here till the end of correction. But it depends on a person. But it's possible.
Ken.
Why is pleasure that's felt from the greatness of the society, why does that not enter the vessels of reception? It's as if there's another place. How do I use the greatness of the society? I want to bestow to them. Yes, it's clear, but my nature is the opposite. It's as if there is something here that lets me, from myself, I still don't identify what is the difference. How is it possible to explain that? Because the society has power. If certain individuals are connected, if they're not, we see that there's nothing there. But if they are, then they are united above each person's will to receive, and that's the force of bestowal. So all the actions that a person does for the society, he can have a quiet mind that he's... It's as if he got this gift from another world.
Yes. What's up with you?
Can you explain what is the greatness of the Creator before you have ready vessels?
No.
We need to be in that beforehand, right?
If I have no vessels with which to feel the greatness of the Creator, how will I feel the greatness of the Creator? If I can't feel it, how will I explain it?
Is that something spiritual? Is that spiritual attainment, the greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
But we need to be in that constantly, right? Even before.
Where will you get it from?
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you back. Where will you get the greatness of the Creator?
In the society, in the ten, in the friends.
If you hear about it from them, you'll have the greatness of the Creator?
I think that I will.
Good, so use it.
And
how can I give that to the friends? Without a true feeling.
That's a different question. The important thing is for you to feel that the greatness of the Creator is helping you climb and rise and get closer to Him. Now, what's next? How to bestow to Him from there?
Can we be an example to that toward the friends when I don't know what it is?
This will come. This will come.
Od. Kenchem.
I just want to sharpen the question of the friend. What is the greatness of the Creator? And how can we come closer to the greatness of the Creator? What is this feeling of coming closer to the Creator?
The greatness of the Creator is the greatness or the control of the bestowing force that dwells in the world.
No.
Yesterday, we had a 10 meeting. We tried to do what you did, to do a light one before the convention, to have the connection and the feeling of the connection. And friends repeated what you said a few days ago, that it's like a missile through which you can rise to, that the society is like a missile through which you can rise to the upper world.
And that's a very fantastic depiction. What is this idea of this missile that can bring us to the upper world?
Any place, any time that you want, if you have such a desire, in truth, it's certainly... You can grab hold of this desire and fly to all the worlds, like the Baron Munchausen.
And we learn all these words of the upper worlds and in Talmud as a Sfirot. And we go through these ascents and descents. What are these upper worlds? Is it another reality?
Outside of this reality, you feel, you acquire an upper force, a force of bestowal, and then you see how it rides on top and covers all the vessels of reception.
For example, I don't want to confuse everyone. Like in Talmud, it says Sfirot, we learn that there's Ab and Sag, two forms of bestowal. What are other worlds? There's a different kind of bestowal, another flavor of bestowal.
No, it's a different state. A different world is a different state.
Upon the will to receive, right?
Yes.
Overcoming.
Yes. Ken.
The greatness of the Creator, do we attain it as a result of above reason, or do we need the greatness of the Creator in order to work above reason?
First of all, as much as it was given to us, we need to be in faith above reason.
Also, if we don't have the greatness of the Creator in the meantime.
Yes, that's right.
Haifa free.
תודה רב. בעצם התכונת קבלה נכונה,
the correct quality of reception is a condition of enjoying in order to help the friends connect.
Yes.
תודה.
טוב. תל אביב אחד.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים. אם הבנתי נכון את הלימוד שלנו כדי לפתור...
If I understood our study correctly, in order to invert the will to receive, we need to relate to each and every person on the path as a part of us. Is that correct to say?
עוד פעם?
Again?
אם הבנתי נכון את הלימוד שלנו...
If I understood our study correctly, in order to invert the will to receive, we should relate to every friend on the path as... Again, he's asking, if I understood the correctly the study, we need to relate to each and every one of our friends as part of our will to receive.
Now, let's say, but I don't know how he's going to continue this. Where's it going?
If he's a part of me, each and every one that I see, so there's no me and others, and there's no feeling of giving and receiving, something in that direction, more or less.
I don't know what it means that there's no meaning.
Because we are one soul, one whole.
Okay, everything is one will to receive. What next?
האם במצב כזה האני והאחר
in this state, me and others, do we relate to it as something like a third thing, as two different things, and the relationship between us changes?
I don't know. I don't want to get into such calculations because there's no answer for that. This is
דוגמאות מהדמיונות שלך.
They're simply examples from your imagination.
Okay, תודה רב.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, величие Творца.
greatness of the Creator. What is this force? And how can we make it so that this force will dwell among us, so that it will cancel our will to receive and make it all in order to bestow?
The force of the Creator is love. The force of love, the force of connection. The force of love is the force of connection.
А как, чтобы творец в ощущении был вот его величие перед
нами? How can we make it so that the Creator will be in our feeling, that we will feel His greatness in our eyes?
Насколько
depends only on the environment.
Настолько он будет велик в твоих глазах.
As much as the environment raises the greatness of the Creator, that's how great He is going to be in your eyes.
Которого сложности какие-то возникают.
How can a friend who has difficulties, how can he attract that force, that he will gain the strength?
To draw over himself this power, only if he's going to lower himself, humiliate himself, and then he will be able to receive it.
И она тебя отвлекает, отбрасывает от связи с Творцом.
Let's say you have a problem.
Как так принизить себя перед товарищем?
It distracts you, throws you out of the work of the Creator. How can I relate to the friends in such a way that that force will attract you?
To bow down before the friends.
Чтобы у тебя не было...
Place yourself under their influence to such an extent that you will not have any other thoughts.
Это только от тебя зависит, либо товарищи здесь могут как-то помочь.
Does it depend only on you, or is there the help of the friends?
Так, а вот как мне
приблизиться? The friends can help, but it mainly depends on you.
How can I bring myself closer to bow down toward the friends, to constantly think about them? Or...
Внутренне так, что они все...
To aim yourself internally...
Что они
such a way that they are closer to the Creator than you, that they are placed between you and the Creator.
Поэтому ты должен сначала думать о том, как ты можешь соединиться с товарищами.
And that's why you have to first of all think how you can connect with the friends. In your connection with the friends, you'll find the connection with the Creator.
Беседа.
А Творец, для чего он отбрасывает вообще человека и забирает у него это вот ощущение себя величия?
Why does the Creator make a person fall and make him lose his feeling, the feeling of his greatness?
Усилить свое желание к связи с Творцом.
The Creator throws out a person to give him an opportunity to strengthen his connection with the Creator.
Кен.
Не шумати пам, що гадлук.
Once heard that the greatness of the Creator is attained by a person who recognizes that he cannot attain it with his own forces. The question is, does each person in their lives need to try to attain the greatness of the Creator with his own forces and then despair and then realize that he can't do that and come to others?
It's possible that those states exist as well.
Woman 56. Woman 56. Лошоним. Лошоним.
Can hear you.
עכשיו שומעים.
שומעים?
Now we hear.
Okay, אז השאלה היא רב, שלום. האם הכלל
שאדם
הוא מקבל כשהוא משפיע למה שחשוב לו,
rule of a person bestowing what is important to him, does that bring us to Lolishma?
Yes.
Hadera 1.
Rav, נראה לי ש... היום,
it seems that today this point, this, this turning point is clearer to us. And even the greatness of the Creator
that
transition point is between bestowing in order to receive and bestowing in order to bestow. And if I bestow in order to receive something within my will to receive, so that's clear that it's bestowing in order to receive. And bestowing in order to bestow, that's unclear. And here, we need the help of the Creator because we do not know what we are asking for. We're incapable of doing that at the same time. And the greatness of the Creator and faith, we don't know what we have faith in. There is some kind of other state there, so... how is it possible to direct ourselves at that point more correctly?
Imagine it in the relationship between the friends and come to it to some extent. And then from there you can climb up to the Creator. That's precisely what the meaning of from love of the created beings to love of the Creator.
Meaning, in this point, there needs to be the love of the Creator that is greater than the... That the Creator is behind the friends, and that's more important.
Yes.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, давно хотел спросить, а вот как мы изучаем, что невозможно...
I wanted to ask for some time. We learn that it's impossible to do even the smallest action if there is no pleasure from that. How does it turn out that a person reads the news, reads what's going on, murder, theft, hatred, there's a person, what, he gets pleasure from that? What is strange pleasure?
Pleasure, we have such vessels.
So a person, what, he gets some kind of excitement from that? I don't understand it. Like, what does he get out of that?
He's connected to the world.
Tbilisi.
Да, дорогой Раф, всем огромный привет из Тбилиси.
Hi everyone from Tbilisi.
Я получил впечатление в сердце от того, что увидел достоинство одного товарища. Как мне?
I got the impression from seeing the greatness of the friend. How from that can I develop the greatness of the whole ten?
Try to find this quality, this merit in each one of the friends. Try to connect with them through this merit.
Хочу увидеть вот как важность товарища вы сказали, то есть.
Maybe this way of seeing the greatness of the friend, as you said, that I want to be beneficial to the friend. Is that also a way of doing it?
Ваши отношения, что ты прилепляешь.
Maybe the other way around, that it will corrupt your relationship between you when you are clinging to someone.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если я обслуживаю десятку, я от этого получаю. Я должен делать на
это. If I serve the ten and I get pleasure from that, should I perform a restriction on that?
Of course.
Я могу делать это автоматически, там не ощущения.
I can do that automatically without emotions.
Latin 13.
Pa, buenos días, Cli Mundial.
Pap,
¿cómo podría el cuerpo
recibir el otorgamiento? How can the body get pleasure from bestowal?
Repeat, please.
¿Cómo podría el cuerpo recibir placer del otorgamiento?
How can the body get pleasure from bestowal?
The will to receive is ready to accept any pleasure that will spread out through it and give it a feeling of pleasure. And we, only with the screen, are able to make a calculation of whether or not to receive pleasure from it, from reception, from bestowal, what kind of pleasure.
Okay,
friends, that's too much.
Let's
see Belarus last.
Когда-то Анатолий Ульянов, обучая модерации, говорил, что если мы делаем свою работу правильно, полностью отменяемся.
There was a person who said that if we do the work correctly and we know ourselves, then we get this bonus from the Creator, this like a sweet, a candy. How can we, toward the convention, do that work in the correct way?
Я не знаю, надо подумать. Я уже не
Don't know. I have to think about it. My head is not working to be truthful. What are we doing next?
We have
Talmud Esra Sfirot
and preparation for the convention, life in the ten.
What do you prefer?
אז מי בעד תלמוד עשר הספירות?
So whoever is, who is for תלמוד עשר הספירות?
ומי בעד הכנה לכנס?
Who is for preparation for the convention?
נראה לי שפחות.
I think fewer.
נו אז בוא.
אז נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור, תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson. Talmud is a Sfirot, and before that we'll sing a song.
When every word has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. Nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Все тайны. Тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты. Исполнены любви и красоты, доброты и чистоты.